From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey, according to the U.S. Embassy in Ankara. An embassy statement released on Sunday read, "Recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel." The statement did not clarify the reasons for which the embassy is reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say how long the suspension would last. It did say, in order to minimize the number of visitors to our embassy and consulates while this assessment proceeds, effective immediately, we have suspended all non-immigrant visa services at all American diplomatic facilities in Turkey. Last week, Turkey arrested a man who was an employee of the U.S. consulate and a Turkish national. They accused him of regular communication with alleged leading members of a terrorist network blamed for a failed coup against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan last year. Catalonians gathered in Barcelona Sunday to protest the Catalan government's push for secession from Spain. Police say 350,000 demonstrators showed up, while organizers said it was closer to 900,000. One protester told the French news agency AFP Sunday, "We have perhaps been silent too long." Last week, Catalonians voted overwhelmingly for independence. In that poll, which was deemed illegal by the Spanish government, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was well under half of the electorate. This is VOA News. A Russian lawmaker who just returned from North Korea says officials there are preparing to test a long-range missile. VOA's Melissa Melton is following the story.
Russia's RIA news agency reported that Anton Morozov, a member of the Russian Lower House of Parliament's International Affairs Committee, as well as two other Russian lawmakers, visited Pyongyang from October 2nd to the 6th. RIA quoted Morozov as saying they are preparing for new tests of a long-range missile. Reuters was not able to independently verify Morozov's account, and he did not specify which North Korean officials had given him the information about the planned test. In Washington, a U.S. official said that there had been indications that North Korea could be preparing for a missile test on or around October 10th. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called his country's nuclear weapons program a, quote, treasured sword to protect his country against aggression, even as President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe continue to pressure his regime. The North's state media reported that on Saturday, Kim told the powerful Central Committee of the ruling Workers' Party that nuclear weapons were a powerful deterrent, guaranteeing the country's sovereignty against what he described as protracted nuclear threats of the U.S. imperialists. The chief of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guards is warning that regional American military bases in the Mideast would be at risk of an Iranian missile attack if Washington imposes new sanctions against Iran. President Trump plans to declare in the coming days that Iran is not in compliance with the 2015 international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons, but then will give Congress 60 days to decide whether to renew economic sanctions against Iran. And the American Vice President Mike Pence walked out of a football game on Sunday in his home state of Indiana after some of the players knelt during the playing of the national anthem. The former Indiana governor said on Twitter, "I left today's Colts game because President Trump and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or our national anthem." President Trump tweeted, "I asked Vice President Pence to leave the stadium if any players kneeled, disrespecting our country." While Colts players stood arm in arm at their home game in Indianapolis, more than 20 of the San Francisco 49ers knelt during the national anthem. You can find more on these and other late-breaking stories at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.